Number 16, this is scheduled for 90 minutes. It won't be 90 minutes because we still have to go into executive session. So, Tammy, do you, is it, yeah?
Can I go first? I wanted to do a little bit more of a report out on the big tent committee.
Okay, that, good.
Yeah. I was unable to do this when the committee discussions were presented yesterday because, as you've all heard, the Big Ten Committee met last night. We really are kind of looking at a book of business on the Big Ten Committee, which is tasked to... be a big tent, to learn how to work on engaging all of the constituents of fish and wildlife. A lot of effort is going into this, in part as a result of the provisos that we received, or proviso that we received from the legislature, but there's been preceding effort as well. The work that has been ongoing for a while now on updating our website, things that have come to the forefront as a result of media coverage, although not solely as a result of media coverage, I think in part due to executive management team leadership as well. And so we, as Chair Smith mentioned, covered quite a few things. Our first item of business was to look at the work that the department is engaged in quite deeply on diversity and inclusion. There's really good work going on. It's really in its early stages. But there is a plan that has been drafted, there's a committee that is going to be put together, a department-wide committee that's going to be put together to really kind of take the lead on this work. It's going to be individuals have actually applied for the committee, staff members. They had to provide a written statement of interest in this work, and that's how they've been vetted and evaluated. The committee is about comprised, and one of the first things they'll do is take a look at this draft diversity and inclusion plan and make it their own. So it will be a department-owned diversity and inclusion plan. I appreciate the work that the executive management team has put into this, and we heard a bit about that in the briefing last night. One of the issues that we're thinking about as committee members, and I asked the commission to think about, is what is the commission's role in this very, very timely and important effort to see a department that's a great place to work as a result of good diversity and inclusion work. So we had some discussion about that. We did encourage regular reporting to the full commission on what's going on with this work. We're also looking at the ways that individual commissioners might be involved with some of the sort of groundwork that's going on. So that was the first report. We also heard, as was mentioned, an update on where we are with the website, a pretty extensive report on that. This is a topic that the commission hears about periodically. We did have an update on at the meeting that was in Spokane, and we will have, this is an area that will have periodic updates to the full commission. It's just an opportunity for staff to have, as we mentioned, a few commissioners who are a little bit more on board with this work as it proceeds. As you can imagine, with a website as complex as ours, this is an effort that's going to take quite a bit of time, there's good work going on. And that's been... there's been a lot of public engagement on trying to improve our website. I mean, the bottom line is the website is a very important face to the public. And so there have been steps along the way to engage the public. A number of surveys have been sent out and all. So it's moving along, probably at the pace one would expect with such a complex operation. We also, at that point, all of us were beginning to slide under the table as the hour was getting later, but we did spend time on the proviso and what's going on. We had some briefing on that yesterday at the full commission, and one of the things that we took a look at was this budget and policy advisory group that has been comprised and the membership. And we did make a couple of suggestions for expanding that membership. We talked about advisory committees in general, which are very important to the department, and looking at the processes of developing those advisory committees, and kind of noted that sometimes it's the same faces and voices that we're hearing, and I thought about as a commission and as a department staff how we could work to ensure that we're capturing more voices and different voices in the advisory committees, and including this budget and policy advisory group that's been put together. One thought was actually fixing terms and ensuring that we have turnover, but just threw that out as something to be thinking about in terms of processes. And then one other item as just kind of a heads up. We are in future meetings going to be looking at the department's operating principles. We have a policy on operating principles, and some of us are really interested in taking a look at that. So that's something that we'll probably look at in committee initially, and I predict that eventually this is going to be a full commission issue, the operating principles of the department, obviously very important to all of us.
Thank you. Okay. The items on that last agenda item are all in tab 16. So I guess if people have any concerns about the dates, locations, if not, I think we can go into executive session unless other, yeah.
Well, I have to glance through this year at a glance one. And I see September 15th in Port Angeles, grazing rules and policy. I thoroughly understand timing, but we just won't be holding it on Mars. Is all of it. Because there's probably going to be one guy wearing cowboy boots there. Yeah.
I'll bring mine.
Okay. That owns a cow.
Yeah, Larry just said, why don't you look through this and the changes that you have, just get back with Tammy.
Well, I kind of wanted to more address it to Jim and Joe.
Well, they're not great.
They don't have cowboy boots.
How about June?
The locations are not set. That's part of what we should do today.
Okay. Well, that was the point. I just wanted to point it out to them that it was probably not a good place to set grazing rules and policy.
So if we could go back to the original calendar, the first item under tab 16, what would be helpful is if we could just make a decision on the dates. The only changes from the last time, the March meeting would be the 16th, 17th. and that will be in Wenatchee. Dave is now available, and that was the dilemma the last time we talked about this. And then the October, instead of having the meeting in October, it would move to the November 2-3 to allow for Eastern Washington Elk Hunters to have their opening weekend. So if we could just decide on those two items on the calendar, we can move on with that.
Okay. No. Okay, I sense no.
It's okay.
It's okay.
So the next item is the location. Some of these I have secured. They're not set in stone. So we have options to move any of the locations or suggest other locations. I don't know about the January item. It is scheduled for the Vancouver office. However, we did have a little dilemma with the snow issue last year. We had several public people who were unhappy that we even had the meeting because of the travel, you know, for them to get there. So that might be something we want to consider thinking about. But many folks would still have to travel to Olympia if we held it here.
I missed the one.
Yeah. So just some things to consider.
You don't need a final sign-off.
Well, it would be nice if we could talk about it so we can move forward with securing locations.
For the whole year or just to...
Well, as many as we can.
Yeah. Bobby has a thought.
Yeah.
I strongly support the Waco meeting. I think that's a great idea, a location that we need to go down and have a presence in the coastal communities. Highly support.
Yeah.
I know it's not easy to get to, but
what's that?
Do you want another one?
I think we have a really good turnaround there. And,
Butch Smith will take us through.
I strongly support the lot.
Is there a place to stay there?
Can I ask a question? Is August the key? A little bit of the problem with August is it's a high time for them. There's not a lot of locations for all of us to stay. I don't think I'll have as much problem with a meeting location, but it's just hotels for everyone, considering it's a really busy time for them.
Yeah, that's true.
So I don't know if it's not stuck to August, then we could maybe get more of an option there.
Yeah, I think I would all undertake to speak with some folks in the Waco area if there are ideas about timing.
Perfect. And any suggestions are very welcome.
Okay. Yeah, done.
And I was just going to echo the same thing, Ed, that I'd be glad to work with some of the local folks down there. I think August is a good time to be down there because that is a time when the commissioners will be able to see a lot of salmon fishing activity. And I think that's important for everybody to see. If it becomes a blocker for logistics, that would be unfortunate and we would have to change. But I guess I'd like to have the opportunity to work with folks to make sure there is a spot for everybody to stay and a meeting spot and have people have the ability to see a coastal community in a high state of activity of a salmon fishing season.
Good. We got that. Any other thoughts?
One of the things that I just mentioned to Bob is there's a lot more facilities across the bridge in Astoria
to stay,
you know, for lodging.
I don't know if we could do that being in Washington.
Well, we could have a meeting in Owako, but if there's
our lodging
housing,
would be over there.
Okay. I'll look into it.
Shouldn't look at that.
Another suggestion maybe that we move the Clarkston meeting to September to coordinate with the grazing item and then maybe not have the June meeting in Eastern Washington.
Is that good with you, Mr. Soten?
Yeah, I've been talking about it, that I was very appreciative of the meeting in Clarkston, but whether we go someplace else to maybe pick up some other...
In that area, though.
Yeah.
Okay, all right, I'll look around.
Yeah,
Walla Walla, maybe?
Yeah, I was thinking...
Yeah,
Walla
or Tri-Cities.
Walla Walla or Tri-Cities.
Okay, all right, I'll look around.
Then the following year it could be in Clarkston because if that's my last year.
Okay. So. And the December, the Heathman, that is, we're not sure on that one. We can look around a little further. So, we've got a little time.
So we're going to move Clarkston or the Eastern Washington one to September.
September.
Yeah, I like that because we're in Eastern Washington in March. So, you know, why should the subsequent one be there?
Right. And it's hard to be away from here for that long.
Yeah, I think that's
okay. So do you have enough direction now?
I think so.
Okay. And
Mr. Chairman?
Yep.
On the year at a glance, and then one small thing on the preliminary December agenda. In fact, I'll take that one first. The only comment I have there is under the miscellaneous and meeting debrief at the end of the meeting, if we could have Tammy add another version of the year at a glance. This version in here this time is a first time, but it's very handy to be able to see all of this on one page. And I think if we did that at the end of each meeting, it would allow us and the public a better idea of what's coming.
Yeah.
On the matter of the year at a glance that's in here, it shows in January the Columbia River Fishery Policy as an agenda item. I don't know the background of what had been intended for that, but I think it's now 2000. It'll be 2018 for a policy that began in 2017 that had some adaptive management provisions. So I think it would be a good idea to take a look at some evaluation of how things have gone. What were the original goals? In fact, we talked a little bit about that earlier in a meeting yesterday with regard to the commercial fishery in Washington's side channel areas. So I guess I'd be looking, I had originally been thinking, why don't we take a look at the policy's original goals, see what how things have lined up and see what we've learned in 5 years. There's also been an idea, I think, that came from Commissioner Baker about bringing Oregon into the fold at some point. It's about 5 years later. They've had some commission activity, and I don't know if that means this should be moved from January to a later time when we can talk to Oregon, or we need a meeting of our own before then, but I think a joint meeting with the Oregon commissioners at some point in 2018 would be beneficial as well. So at this point, it's still October, so leaving it as it is for now as we leave would be fine. We can look at it again in December. But indeed, if people are thinking that the January meeting on a review of the Columbia River policy is indeed that review, maybe a little discussion about what is in that evaluation so that we all know what's coming.
Okay. Good. And moving, yeah.
Also on the December agenda, on that miscellaneous debrief, I'm trying to remember if we decided this or it was just a suggestion, but we talked at the last meeting about during that time frame to typically have the Joe Store report, which was, it's always you, Joe, that's what I'm calling it, was, you know, there's a lot of public input. It's kind of the notes you take and about where we're going to go to solve or discuss or carry through on things that the public bring to us. I think that's still a good idea, and I'd like to see it in that meeting debrief where we just, for instance, yesterday about the just, you know, the panel discussion that we had, and you know, that was going to be taken up with Fish Committee or whatever. So we just kind of review that quickly at the end of a meeting.
That's good. I think we should do that in every meeting.
Would you like me to do that now?
Well, I was talking in terms of the December agenda.
Okay.
It's just not on there, and I think it should kind of become institutional.
Build it in.
Yeah.
Any other agenda items? Yeah.
Tammy says I need to present this to us somehow. Is that?
Oh yeah. That, we'll say I'm just if we got anything else on the agenda, not the agenda, the December agenda. Okay.
Can we, okay, one quick thing. We didn't talk about the November. Does anybody have any comments on that? That was
that's right. We skipped November. For the conference call?
Any other?
Well, if anything pops up, let Tammy know. And then into, was this an
agenda? Yeah, an agenda item or a possible agenda item for December. Commissioner Caney brought up those 3 points on the PoundNet presentation, and so the 2018 permit, I don't know if that's supported by the commercial fishery or not. I think support of the general concept was appropriate. We did not task any letter writing or anything like that, so I just wondered where there would be a follow-up on the PoundNet presentation and whether the commission wants to weigh in and how and exactly what would they say. So that came up in open public comment. I'm not sure if now is when we're supposed to talk about that, or just putting it on to December at some point would be appropriate. I'm just not sure how to handle that, but I would not like to see it completely dropped.
I think we could put that in for this morning. Good. Okay, then we're done with the agenda.
There was, what, three of us that missed the Fort Townsend meeting? There's some of us that haven't got to meet the new enforcement officer in chief.
Oh, Port Angeles.
Port Angeles, yeah.
Yeah, Port Angeles. So yeah. It would be nice if we get the opportunity at the next commission.
In December? We can do that? Okay. Yeah. Good point. I haven't met him either.
You'll need to know him.
He probably knows about you already.
He wants to know to be able to see him.
You have the right
at a distance.
Silent.
That squirrels are all the same to you, right? Okay, so we're done with the agenda. I'm going to have this on this. Now for a blue sheet.
So this is my first blue sheet, so I don't know exactly what to do except to let you know what it is that I'm asking for.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. So this, I am asking for a briefing at the December Commission meeting, which is getting to be a crowded meeting. The narrative here is briefing on private aquaculture net pens, their use of Atlantic salmon, and Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife's authority. Briefing to include the history, the legal context, science, and fidelity to conservation goals. And then the next question is the output requested, and it is a commission briefing. My understanding is the workload on staff is minimal because they have indicated to me that the work is already done.
Second.
Blue sheet's been motion's been made and seconded. Further discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Blue sheet's done. See, there your first time.
Thank you.
It's all downhill from here.
One more last thing, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
On the matter of the conference call, I am interested in adding an agenda item that is approval of the December agenda.
Okay.
So just so that we've got a tentative one here, it's kind of rushed here at the end. So if we could have another look at all the candidate items, and Commissioner Kehoe said he doesn't like 4-day meetings, nor do I.
Nor do I.
So anyway, if we could just review that.
Okay. Tammy's got that.
I think we're pretty close to at least a 3-day right now.
Yeah.
That's the scalpel out then.
Term limits on
the. You might want to check that again and make sure what you can check off.
Yeah, let's go through that with a fine-tooth comb before the conference call to see. Because as the director said, a lot of this stuff doesn't need always be on it. Okay, I'm moving.
Joe, going to give us his follow-up?
Go.
Thank you, commissioners. So the items I have starred as follow-up necessary for this meeting include the following. Commissioner Kehoe has asked for some criteria as to when we start up or stand down Puget Sound crab fisheries, so we'll make a contact there. Commissioner Thorburn was asking about an economic analysis of the Columbia River policy and the 150 openings.
It's sort of like that unit effort that they were providing, I think, with a number attached to it.
Okay.
I just, you know, as Commissioner McIsaac mentioned, we're going to be looking at it in January, and I've struggled with just the ex-vessel value and how to really understand the economic impact on our commercial fishers.
And some background on why in that one particular instance we were opening and closing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, thank you.
Under land transactions, Commissioner Kehoe asked for a copy of acquisition priorities, and I believe we provided that information.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. I think we'll go with that. Thank you, Joe. Helpful.
After lunch, the marketing plan, a lot of discussion about how we describe the marketing plan, what we title the marketing plan, a lot of interest in advancing some more activities around youth. And I committed to Commissioner Smith to come back with some thoughts around resources that might be available to do that. There was a lot of discussion around the Skokomish, opening the Skokomish issue and putting it before the Fish Commission, but I didn't hear a final assignment there or a final resolution about next steps there.
And well, I was trying to respond to that issue and determine how we were going to do that, you know, how broad to make that assignment, and I still don't have an answer on that. I guess I'm going to talk to the rest of the Fish Committee a little bit and see what people think about it.
I think that would be advisable, Commissioner Carpenter. I mean, not quite sure exactly what the ask is, or really that. Not only that, but what the Fish Committee can do. I think we need to have some discussions.
Maybe we can have a conference call and talk about that. I mean, there's some work to be done. We just got to kind of get our arms around it, figure out what we're trying to accomplish, because we don't want to create a slippery slope.
Right.
Then moving forward to today.
Just one thing, so I do understand where that ends up then. So this would end up as a topic that the Fish Committee would take up in its entirety. There was a lot of policy issues brought up there. One of them had to do with biasing the forecasting methodology, which I think would be a bad science, and I think that looks that was one thing I was going to offer as a comment. But if all of that's going to just go to a Fish Committee meeting, that is a solution. We can just address it later. That's what you're talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. As of today, let's see, assignment to find place and dates for the retreat, probably the day before the next, the December meeting, half the event.
This room is not available, so we'll likely have to move this whole meeting to somewhere else if it's because it would be an open meeting, and I wouldn't have time to move from Thursday night to Friday morning back to here. So, we'll just location will not probably be in this building.
For the retreat.
For either.
For the December.
I wouldn't have time Friday, Thursday night to move all of this back to here. I'm a one-man show.
Rather than get stuck in the mud on scheduling, which can be very difficult, could we just add that to our conference call in November, the topic of retreat planning?
Sure.
Yes.
Good. Okay, let's see. Moving on, Commissioner McIsaac has some sense of some staff work requests to further the discussion around the committee decision in December. So we'll catch up with the commissioner to talk about that. Under the big tent debrief, there were a number of things. Some of these I just am tracking or want to put it on a list of things to think about, but determine the commission's role in the diversity discussion. Commission at some point wants to take a look at operating principles for the agency. Commissioner Holzmiller and the grazing, location of the grazing discussion will work that. Commissioners Kehoe and McIsaac will work and help us with logistics for an August Il Waco meeting. Moving Clarkston to Walla Walla or the Tri-Cities. Explore a meeting with Oregon in 2018. In December, prep for a January discussion of the Columbia River policy. In December, my to-do list report, again, make that apparent on the agenda. December agenda, the fish trap, the net pound, next steps discussion, and get Chief Bear to the December meeting so some of you commissioners can meet him. And then Commissioner Baker ended up with the review on, or the blue sheet. So that's what I have.
Yep.
Thank you.
Sounds good.
It's really helpful.
Yeah, thanks for the recap on that, Joe. Okay. Moving on.